Tonight on the Worldview Report, the number of people claiming to be transgendered has skyrocketed in the recent years, and many of them are finding a way to get the government to use your tax dollars to pay for their surgeries and treatments. We'll fill you in on this demonic industry and how it's sweeping through the prison population. War drums are beating as Congress passes a resolution threatening to attack Iran if it obtains nuclear weapons by using, quote, all means necessary, end quote. While Iran has warned that they will strike the U.S. if a ceasefire is not reached in Gaza. A Democrat congressman hung a flag of Israel and America together and draped it over his booth at an NFL game. That was Sunday in Philadelphia. We'll show you the video of what happened next. The CDC announces it will be expanding its respiratory viral surveillance of international travelers, searching passengers for hints of not only COVID, but the flu and RSV. And a new report presented to Congress details the dark operations of the federal government in partnering with self-proclaimed disinformation experts that worked to censor political speech ahead of the 2020 presidential election. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Leading off tonight, we take a look at transgenderism on the public dole in one of America's most liberal states. For the last 6 years, the state of California has spent more than $4 million of taxpayer money on gender surgeries for prisoners throughout the state, including several death row inmates. According to the Washington Free Beacon, the money spent since 2017 has covered so-called, quote, sex change, end quote, surgeries and other forms of, quote, gender affirming, end quote, treatment for 157 prisoners, with four of those prisoners being on death row. Of that money, $2.5 million was spent on vaginoplasties, with hundreds of thousands more spent on fake breast implants, laser hair removal, and facial reconstruction surgeries. As of the summer of 2023, over 1,000 prisoners had submitted petitions for some form of transgender treatment. Hermit Dillon, a lawyer and Republican National Committee chairwoman for California, told the Free Beacon, quote, people who think they're transgender have rights and they should be treated with dignity and respect. But it does not include taxpayer dollars being used to do surgeries that are experimental at best and scientifically unjustified at worst, end quote. The $2.5 million spent on vaginoplasties covered just 35 male prisoners over the six-year period. Another 11 men received breast implants, which altogether cost over $180,000. While just two received, quote, facial feminization, end quote, surgeries at a cost of $184,141. A further 69 male prisoners underwent laser hair removal, costing $224,000, and 40 female prisoners had their breasts removed through procedures that cost $1 million in total. This year alone, corrections agencies and their officials in California requested roughly $2.2 million in additional funding purely for transgender operations. Among those costs were the hiring of two more full-time psychiatrists, one physician, one part-time surgeon, and two social workers. California, well, they became the first state in the nation to mandate the use of taxpayer dollars for prisoners' transgender surgeries, and they did that back in 2017, with the state's corrections department admitting that there are no limits to the treatments or surgeries that prisoners can request. The mandate was implemented following a legal settlement in 2016 with male prisoner Shiloh Cohen, who sued the state of California for the, quote, right, end quote, to be recognized as transgender and thus receive certain treatments and protections. His lawsuit was represented by the Transgender Law Center, which is obviously a far-left organization, and guess who funds it? George Soros. Back in 2014, only 131 inmates throughout the state of California identified as transgender. But as of November of 2023, the number is now 1,847, with hundreds more identifying as non-binary. The United States House of Representatives has passed a resolution that threatens to attack and impede Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon by using, quote, all means necessary, end quote, as Iran has warned that they will strike the U.S. if a ceasefire is not reached in Gaza. On November 2nd, the House passed Resolution 559, declaring it is the policy of the United States that a nuclear Islamic Republic of Iran is not acceptable, end quote. The legislation was first introduced in June, but did not get picked up until now, with some reforms being made to it. The resolution passed with a vote of 354-53, with 50 Democrats and 3 Republicans voting against the measure. New House Speaker Mike Johnson was one of the many who voted in favor of this resolution. The text of the resolution explicitly states that the U.S. will not tolerate Iran possessing a nuclear weapon and therefore approves the, quote, use of all means necessary to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, end quote. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky voted no, highlighting the, quote, all means necessary, end quote, clause as to why he did not support the measure, saying this, quote, seems like a call for war on Iran, end quote. That's what he said in a post on X, now formerly known as Twitter, of course. Dan Bishop of North Carolina and Warren Davidson of Ohio, well, they were the other two Republicans to vote against the resolution. Meanwhile, the Senate is considering implementing their own resolution that would allow the U.S. to launch military strikes on Iran if Hezbollah, which is a terrorist group funded by Iran, attacks Israel and launches a war on a second front. The motion has been introduced by Senators Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal. The duo explained what the resolution entails on CNN's State of the Union. Quote, it's aggressive, but it's absolutely necessary, end quote. That's what Blumenthal said. Graham was already going after Iran since the war broke out, and he urged the U.S. to strike them and go to war with them. This comes after Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, threatened to escalate the war. He said, quote, your fleet in the Mediterranean do not scare us. We are ready to face the fleet you threaten us with. Whoever wants to prevent a regional war must quickly stop the aggression on Gaza. The United States impedes a ceasefire and the end of the aggression, end quote. In other news, New Jersey Democrat George Norcross hung a standard-sized flag of Israel and America together and draped it over his booth at the Philadelphia Eagles-Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday in Philadelphia. Watch what happens next in this video clip.
A 6-yard touchdown reception by number 9, Cavante Turpin. Number 17, Brandon Aubrey, on to attempt the extra point. Brian Anger with the hold.
Feels like the Eagle fans are leaving.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait. Look, they're taking the flag.
Rule on the field of touchdown is under review.
So much for freedom of speech. Apparently, it only applies to those waving Palestinian flags. Revolver News reports that one of America's most notorious election deniers, Stacey Abrams of Georgia, is once again stirring the pot, disseminating more far-fetched conspiracy theories, and managing to insult nearly every American in the process. Revolver describes Abrams as, quote, the deranged woman who still believes that she's the legitimate governor of Georgia and even once fantasized herself as a future president of the United States. Talk about wishful thinking, right? Well, she's at it again, spinning new wild conspiracy theories, this time about the widely criticized and very unpopular Kamala Harris, end quote. Kamala Harris, well, she is often critiqued for her lack of eloquence, and no one would accuse her of being a great intellect, would they? Her phony-looking public demeanor, well, it's capable of annoying anyone, not to mention that hair-raising cackle. In fact, polls reflect all of this, showing that the majority of Americans disapprove of Kamala Harris's performance, especially in roles like that of border czar, where the current border nightmare, well, underscores her inability to do her job. Yet, in the face of such honest and understandable criticism, Stacey Abrams, well, she has a totally different spin. She claims, as noted by Revolver, that the root of Harris's unpopularity lies in the widespread racism, sexism, and misogyny of the American people. That, of course, is an analysis that is as laughable as it is preposterous. Watch this video.
I wanted to ask you about the vice president, because she has been under a huge amount of scrutiny through her entire time in office. I think there's a lot of reasons for this. But I want to ask you, as a prominent woman of color who's run for office, do you think she would be receiving these same critiques if she was a white man?
No.
No, not at all.
No. We will always question the person behind the person. But we cannot ignore that misogyny and racism remain very prevalent in our politics. And for those behaviors that don't rise to either misogyny or racism, there's also just the difference. Our expectations are set for the traditional white male vice president.
This woman, in my opinion, exhibits the characteristics of someone that is not mentally stable, maybe even just flat out narcissistic. But a woman of intellect? No. She seems rather simple at best. The Daily Caller reports that NBC News quietly stealth-edited a headline previously downplaying the death of an elderly Jewish man who died during an altercation with pro-Palestinian counter-protesters. Paul Kessler, a 69-year-old man, he was killed. He died from, quote, injuries sustained during an altercation at a pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian event, end quote. That was in Thousand Oaks, California, Monday afternoon. And that's according to the Ventura County Sheriff's Office. And they told that to the Daily Caller. The Ventura County Medical Examiner's Office, well, they deemed the manner of Kessler's death as being a homicide. NBC News, they initially headlined its report on Kessler's death as, quote, man dies after hitting head during Israel and Palestinian rallies in California, officials say, end quote. That's according to an archived version of the report. It later changed the headline to this, quote, Jewish man killed in altercation at dueling pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian rallies in California, end quote. Local police said Kessler died from a head injury after falling backwards during an altercation with a counter-protester. And that's according to the sheriff's office. Well, medical personnel, they transported him to the hospital to provide him with, quote, advanced medical treatment, end quote. And authorities, they have not yet ruled out whether Kessler's death was the result of a hate crime. Quote, an autopsy was performed on November 6th, and the Ventura County Medical Examiner's Office determined the cause of death to be blunt force head injury and the manner of death homicide, end quote. That's what the sheriff's office said. Well, I reported this on Monday night on Brandon House Live, and there are reports from social media that he was struck in the face with a bullhorn, causing him to fall. And this, of course, all related to his death. In other news tonight, Election Day, it got off to a very rough start in several districts in Northampton County, Pennsylvania. Lehigh Valley News has reported several voting machines in multiple districts across Northampton County were down due to, quote, votes getting flipped and not recording properly, end quote. Voting machines, they went down in Palmer Township, Bethany, Wesleyan Church, and Lehigh Township, College Hill Presbyterian Church in Easton, and at the Allen Township Fire Department. The voting machines, they only flipped votes in the retention race between Judge Jack Pennell and Judge Victoria Stable for the Pennsylvania Superior Court. In a press release, the Northampton County Elections Office stated, quote, it appears that when a voter selects a yes or a no for one of the candidates for retention to the Pennsylvania Superior Court, the selection is recorded on the paper ballot and on the machine for the other candidate, end quote. Then the statement continued, quote, the issue is limited to the retention of Superior Court judges and is only an issue when recording the votes for when a voter selected a yes for one candidate and a no for another candidate, end quote. But other than that, the machines are supposedly safe. Mm-hmm, whatever. The House Weaponization Subcommittee on Monday published an interim report detailing the operations of the federal government and self-proclaimed disinformation experts at Stanford University that allegedly worked to censor political speech ahead of the 2020 presidential election. The 104-page report published Monday, November 6th, that details the operations of the Election Integrity Partnership, or EIP, which worked with the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies to monitor online political speech and allegedly censor disfavored viewpoints. The report states, quote, in the lead up to the 2020 election amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the American public and lawmakers debated the merits of unprecedented mid-election cycle changes to election procedures. These issues, like all contemporary discourse about questions of political import, were extensively discussed on the world's largest social media platforms, the modern town square. But as American citizens, including candidates in these elections, attempted to exercise their First Amendment rights on these platforms, their constitutionally protected speech was intentionally suppressed as a consequence of the federal government's direct coordination with third-party organizations, particularly universities and social media platforms, end quote. The report further states, quote, speech concerning elections, the process by which Americans select their representatives, is of course entitled to robust First Amendment protections. This bedrock principle is even more critical as it relates to speech by political candidates. But as disinformation experts acknowledge, the labeling of any kind of speech is inherently political and itself a form of censorship, end quote. The report further highlighted the litany of prominent individuals and organizations whom the IEP worked to monitor and allegedly censor, including former President Donald Trump. The satire website, the Babylon Bee, Newsmax, Turning Point USA, that would include founder Charlie Kirk, and conservative influencer Jack Posobiec, well, they all, among others, were censored. The panel concluded, quote, today, as a result of the committee's and select subcommittee's investigation, political candidates, journalists, and all Americans have the opportunity to see if they were targeted by their government and what viewpoints DHS, Stanford, and others worked to censor. While the EIP disproportionately targeted conservatives, Americans of all political affiliations were victims of censorship. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you again for being a sponsor of the Worldview Report and all of our broadcasts. For all of you that support us, thank you. If you're not, would you please consider doing so? Our largest sponsor is WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation exists to push out Christian worldview programming to help people understand the times and know how God would have them to respond. Where many groups push out their programming behind a paywall, which means you have to pay for it, we don't. We push it out for free. And so again, thank you for supporting us so we can continue to push out all of our programs free of charge. WVWFoundation.com is where you can make a contribution and sign up if you wish for a regular monthly scheduled contribution. And we are looking for more individuals that will set up that monthly regular contribution. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you'll find our phone number if you prefer to support us over the phone. Either way, thank you so much for your support at WVWFoundation.com. Now, please mark your calendar for December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday at WorldviewTube.com. That's my channel, also known as WVWTV.com. At WorldviewTube.com on Saturday, December 2nd, Sunday, December 3rd, we're going to have 2 days of celebrating this, the 30th year of Worldview Weekend. Worldview Weekend was founded in February of 1993, and we held Worldview Weekends in over 300 locations around America. In 1995 is when I began as a professional radio broadcaster, thanks to my friend Michael Reagan, the son of Ronald Reagan, who gave me my start. And then in 2006, out of Worldview Weekends, we gave birth to the WVW Broadcast Network, which is WorldviewTube.com, WorldviewRadio.com. So 30 years of Worldview Weekend. And we're going to celebrate that with 2 days, December 2nd and 3rd. And we'll be bringing you very special programming that we have not yet aired. That will include keynote presentations by General Michael Flynn that were filmed at our Worldview Weekend in the Ozarks a few weeks ago, along with keynote presentations by Rebecca Walzer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Todd Binsman, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills. What an event it was. And we'll bring that to you December 2nd and 3rd as we celebrate 30 years of Worldview Weekend. Mark your calendar, won't you, and tell your family and friends about it. December 2nd and 3rd at WorldviewTube.com. Annie Cyrus will be in studio along with Leo Holman co-hosting this celebration. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Democrat mayor of Nashville is not happy that someone leaked the manifesto, or at least part of it, of the transgendered mass school shooter who attacked a school in March of this year. The manifesto shows the trans shooter hated white people and Christians, which is a very inconvenient truth in the eyes of Marxist Democrats who are trying to start a race war. Following the leak of the transgender Nashville shooter's alleged manifesto on Monday, Mayor Freddie O'Connell said that the city has launched an investigation into how the images of the writings were released. According to WSMV, Mayor O'Connell said in a statement, quote, "I have directed Wally Dies, Metro's law director, to initiate an investigation into how these images could have been released. That investigation may involve local, state, and federal authorities. I'm deeply concerned with the safety, security, well-being of the Covenant families and all Nashvillians who are grieving," end quote. It's interesting how when a mass shooter fits the establishment's narrative, which is that only white men are full of rage and violence, they don't seem to care so much or have the same concerns about the safety and security and well-being of the families who are grieving. Instead, they go straight into damage control mode, right? And the national corporate media, well, they play right along, ignoring what would have been a major story if it had been the other way around. having written a manifesto whining about how blacks are pampered and racist before he murdered them. So, we not only have a two-tiered justice system in America, we have a two-tiered political and media propaganda system. This makes it difficult for the average American to figure out what's really going on in this country. And it underscores why more Americans need to ditch the mainstream corporate media and turn to sources like this one for their newscasts. So please share these broadcasts with your friends and help spread the word about the Worldview Report, which is a reader-supported broadcast that is not beholden to any corporate or government interest, right? We, of course, are opposed to all forms of racism. We believe there's actually only one race. The Bible says there's one race, the human race. But when the left is weaponizing race and deliberately stoking racial tensions, and then these shootings happen, I think it's incumbent upon the elected officials to release whatever information they can so the public can judge for themselves what is the worldview upon which the values and the conduct are based that precipitated such actions. In other words, your worldview matters. Ideas have consequences. The liberal media and politicians only want to release details when it fits their narrative. Other than that, they come up with lame excuses as to why the public should not be privy to any kind of details behind the shooter and the shooter's worldview and values. Because again, this is not about truth. It's about propaganda. And this is why they're so angry. Because the trans shooter in Nashville did not fit the narrative. Not at all. But the truth needs to come out. Because the truth is what will set people free. And they're going to quickly find out that many of these people that are brainwashed into this trans ideology are indeed mentally unstable. But they're also used as cannon fodder for the revolution, as they are weaponized against Americans who do not agree with their worldview, which generally is conservatives and Christians and Jews. So no wonder the left doesn't want you to know about the real motives behind the trans shooter in Nashville, because it was largely, I believe, pop culture, the media, the movies, and our educational system that creates such dangerous individuals. It's Christianity that sets them free. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you, as always, for supporting this broadcast. There are several ways you can support us. One way is by going to twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon, where you can order your family an emergency medical kit that includes ivermectin, penicillin, and all kinds of other essential medications if your family members were to get sick during a crisis. If there's a just-in-time inventory crisis, if the power grid goes down, if there's civil unrest, whatever it might be that disrupts your ability to get important pharmaceuticals. Now, this is a kit put together by my friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe at The Wellness Company. You are receiving a real prescription. So when you go to twc.health/Brannon and you fill out the form, please check your email, because you're going to receive another email where you have to fill out more information, because you are receiving a real prescription. And by law, they have to have certain information for that doctor to fulfill that prescription. So I got four of these for my family. I think you should get some too. twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Another way you can support us is by going to wvwtvstore.com. You'll find emergency freeze-dried food that tastes very good. I've eaten many of the entrees. In fact, most people, if they had it put in front of them, would not know it was freeze-dried food. And let's make it very clear. Freeze-dried food is real food. This is not fake food. It's real food. It's just freeze-dried. And then when you add the water and you add the boiling water to the food, it comes back to life and it tastes like it, well, originally did. It's real food, folks, with real nutrients. So it's very good. You can order supplies 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years at wvwtvstore.com. You'll also find all kinds of emergency supplies there, including things like gas masks. There was another explosion today in Texas, and a petroleum plant went up, and it was spewing out dark, dark smoke, and they say it was harmful to the public. So there are a lot of reasons, folks, to have gas masks on hand should there be a problem in your area with a train derailment and chemicals and you need to get out of the area. Not to mention all the other threats facing our world today with nuclear war, bioweapons, chemical, etc. Again, we have sold hundreds of those in the last month and a half at WVWTVstore.com. They are what many Israeli families use. WVWTVstore.com. You'll find a lot of supplies there. So please go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Use the promo code, please, B66. Well, that does it for the Worldview Report. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.